Session number 12786.
Major Wright, Reel 4.
Called our original objective in Lahavel. On the way, we had to deal with two small enemy positions, which we effectively subdued. We were now joined by a Chief Petty Officer of Royal Navy and a naval rating. They had no business to be there, but each had a submachine gun, which they were eager to fire, and so I raised no objection to their assistance. The enemy stronghold at Lahamel had inflicted heavy casualties, but by mid-afternoon it had been subdued with the aid of petards fired from an armoured assault vehicle. The battalion then found the going much easier, and we cleared Arromanches and reached our objectives beyond the town. Our two naval helpers had now left us to seek more excitement elsewhere. Now it was a case of digging in defensive positions against the counterattack, which we were all expecting. My platoon was allotted a position among suburban edge-of-town villas standing in their own grounds. I set out our sectional positions and we began to dig with a will. Suddenly, from behind a hedgerow where I had sighted one of the sections, came the sound of voices raised in anger, including a penetrating female voice declaiming, "I demand to see the officer in charge." Concluding that this was my call, I went over to the section position to be confronted by a very smart tweed-suited lady dressed as for a day at the local point-to-point. "Your men," she said, pointing an accusing finger, "are digging up my flower beds and absolutely ruining the place. It is all quite unnecessary." My mind flew momentarily to those absurd 1940 stories of German parachutist saboteurs dressed as nuns. But this lady, though she clearly wished we'd not come, was so transparently English that I dismissed the thought. I inquired about her nationality, and she replied, "English, of course, and I demand that your men make good the damage they are doing." I asked why the Germans had not interned her, and she replied that they'd not bothered her, and they probably had more sense. I asked if her house had a cellar, and when she said it had, I told her curtly that if she did not wish to be shot, she should go there and stay until I told her she could come out. She retired indignantly to her cellar, and that was the last I saw of her. Shortly after that, our defensive positions were realigned. My platoon was ordered to leave the position it had been digging and to prepare another one about 300 yards away. And so we spent some hours digging in this new position. The expected counterattack never came, and the night passed comparatively peacefully. And I never did tell her she could come out of her cellar. I forgot.